Got your Bibles, turn to Psalms 26. Psalms 26. We'll have just a little devotion this evening and we'll go to the house. I love to ramble through the Psalms. Boy, I tell you, you'll read a lot of these Psalms. It was written by David and different ones, Korah. And we find the instruction that's in the Psalms and that's even fitting for this day. We know that David wrote a lot of these Psalms when he was being pursued by Saul there after he had went and been a minister to Saul, so to speak, when the evil spirits would come on him. And then he got there, would go in, and Saul took him in and made him a part. He would go out, and then we find Saul began to get jealous at David a lot of times because of how people was honoring him. And I think Saul knew that the hand of God was on David, that David was probably going to be the next king, that his children weren't going to sit on the throne. And we know that finally David had to flee for his life when they began to come in and they began to sing the songs that Saul had killed his thousands, but David his 10,000. And that didn't sit well with Saul. And so he sought to kill David. And we know that when he fled, he stayed in the caves of Adullam and different places. And we find David doing things a lot of times that we don't understand, how he yoked up with the Philistines when he was running for his life. But during a lot of that time, I believe that David penned down some of these Psalms and some of the probably sweet times in David's life when Saul was pursuing him and his life looked like it wasn't going to be able to fulfill what God had called him to do, no doubt. I guess David was made up of the same thing we are, and a lot of times maybe he began to get weak, but then he began to meditate, I think, and he penned down a lot of these Psalms during that time. They're encouraging today, they're strengthening to us as we read through the Psalms. In Psalms chapter 26, if you would stand, we'll read this Psalm, and then I'll give you just a few thoughts, and then we'll go to the house and we'll try to apply it to our situation today. But the Bible says in Psalms 26, "Said, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissimulers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place, in the congregation will I bless the Lord." Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to come and worship tonight. We thank you for every testimony that's been given, Lord, of the goodness and grace of God. We thank you for these, your people. Lord, I pray that you'll speak to hearts this evening, Lord, in this service. Lord, I pray for those that's unable to be here. Lord, I pray for Miss Hannah and her family. Lord, just lost this grandmother. Lord, I pray that you'll just comfort their hearts. Lord, we know that this lady has lived for you and she's walked with you, Lord, and I know that that makes it a whole lot easier for a family to give up one that you've blessed with long life. They've lived and served you and was a part of the house of God, Lord. And I just pray your blessings upon their family, Lord. Just give them the comfort and the encouragement that they need, Lord. I pray for others, Lord, that's not here tonight. There may be sickness involved, Lord. I pray that you'll touch them and help them. Help us that are here tonight just for a little bit, Lord. Just stir our hearts, Lord, around the Word of God, Lord, and we'll praise you. We'll give you glory. Lord, I pray if there's one here tonight that's lost and don't know you as their Savior, this might be the hour, Lord, that they'll come to call upon your name. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, Amen. You can be seated. I'm going to talk to you for just a little bit tonight from Psalms 26, verses 1 through 12 here, on how to keep from sliding. He said there, "My foot standeth in an even place, in the congregation will I bless the Lord." And we look at this psalm and we see it's accredited to David as writing this psalm. And just several things that he mentioned here, I want to just mention this evening. And we can apply it to our life and our walk with the Lord as we go through this life. There in the first verse he said, "Therefore I shall not slide." That word slide comes from a word that means to waver, to make shake, to slide or slip. So we see here that the psalmist said, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore I shall not slide." You want to know how to keep from sliding tonight? Number one, I believe if we'll trust in the Lord, we'll just look to Him in every situation that we're faced with. A lot of times things come our way that we don't understand and we don't know which way to turn. Let me say this evening with the psalmist that we ought to trust in the Lord and it take care of a lot of our situation. A lot of times we won't trust in our ability. We want to trust in ourselves. We want to trust into someone that we look up to. In reality, we ought to be looking and trusting in the one that saved us this evening. Hey, that's forgiven us of all of our sin. And He's done promise that He'd never leave us, that He'd always be there with us, and I believe that He won't put nothing on us. The Bible bears witness that we're not able to bear. But the psalmist said here, he said that I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. If we don't want to slide, if we don't want to fall, if we want to stay with God, we just need to put our trust in Him. You know how you got saved? By trusting the Lord. You got saved by trusting what He's given us in His Word, and He's told us in His Word that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Holy Ghost works in our lives. He reveals to us that we are a fallen creature, that we are sinful, that we deserve hell, but Jesus took our hell. Jesus took our place on Calvary. And when we exercise our faith and our trust and put it in Him, then He comes into our heart and He saves us. Hey, we can trust Him just as we trust Him for salvation. We can trust Him with our life tonight. We can trust Him with our family's life. We can trust Him, trust His Word and the things that He says here, that it is truth. The Bible says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The reason a lot of people are bound down is because they're not trusting in the truth. The reason a lot of people they'll leave a place and then they'll say that they're glad they're out from under all that bondage where somebody's preaching the Word of God to them, where they're teaching them how they ought to live, how they ought to walk, how they ought to talk, how they ought to address. And then when they get away from that, they say, "It's good to be out from under that bondage." Because they're not trusting in His Word. Amen. They're not trusting in the God of this Word this evening. How to keep from sliding, trust in the Lord. Then, number two, how to keep from sliding is to remember that God loves you. There in verse 3. He said, "For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth." Remember that God loves you. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, it does well to remember, hey, that God loves us, and the reason we're saved, we weren't worthy of that love, hey, but it's because God looked down and He seen us as lost individuals dining on our way to hell, and He loved us and He gave His Son for us. Do you know there's nothing that you can do to make God love you anymore? Nothing. Doing goodness, doing righteousness. If you walk the straight, tight line, God ain't going to love you a bit more than He does right now tonight. He loved you while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. He showed and He extended His love, and He revealed His love there on Calvary's cross. That's how much God loves you. So to remember that God loves you. Even when we do bad things, God loves us. I know the Bible says that God hateth all workers of iniquity. He said that He's angry with the wicked every day. But let me tell you, God loves His people. tonight. And he loved them enough that he gave his son on Calvary's cross. And he loves us even when we're bad. Number three, let me say how to keep from sliding is be separated from wrong people. Verses 4 and 5. He said, I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with disassemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. Be separated from wrong people. Now, I believe every individual here tonight that's saved, if we're right with God, I believe we ought to have some lost friends. I believe we ought to know some people that's lost, and we ought to befriend them, and we ought to be friendly to them. But I'm going to tell you, we can't run with them. We can't do the things that they do. We can't go to the places that they go. We can't act like they act. And these kids, if they're going to make it in this Christian life and in this Christian walk without defiling themselves, and without falling, without sliding, they're going to have to learn they've got to stay away from that kind of people. But they've got to have friends. I mean, we need to be friendly to them. We just don't need to run around with them. Because I'm going to tell you what will happen. Eventually, they'll pull you down into the sin that maybe they're in. I think everybody ought to have... If you don't have no lost friends, shame on you. There's something wrong with a person that's got so holy and so righteous. Are you following me tonight? They don't have no lost friends. I've met some people that I've even went hunting with, but I knew where we were going, Brother Keith. I knew there wasn't going to be no alcohol involved. And I tell them, if they're going with us to Colorado, I told a friend of mine, he's got a friend that goes, and he's a nice young man, but he drinks. And he asked me about him going. I said, he can go with us, but there'll be no drinking in our camp. I'm not going and sitting down at a table somewhere where somebody's going to drink either. I met some people this weekend, this week down in Monticello, and I went to their camp, and they were nice, friendly people, but you know what they were doing? They were drinking. I couldn't go down there and break bread with them and eat with them and fellowship with them long. I was friendly with them. I met them, and I went on my way. You can't hang out. You can't lay down with dogs and not get fleas on you. I've got dogs, and I got a bad flea problem one time, and I went down, kept going down there to that dog pen, and them fleas got so bad they jump on me, and then I couldn't get them all off, and I brought them in the house. And you know what happened? We had fleas. They got in the carpet, and we had to get rid of them fleas. Why? Because I kept going around them infested dogs, and they got on me. So how to keep from sliding tonight? We're going to have to be separated from wrong people. We're going to have to choose our friends. We're going to have friends that love God, that loves the things that we love. And stay away from them bad places. Don't look like them. Don't act like them. Don't talk like them. Don't listen to their smutty jokes. Got to clean your mouth up. You'll stay away from people like that, but I'm going to tell you, you keep hanging around with them and you hear it, and the next thing you know, you'll be cussing. Be separated from wrong people. Remember, God loves you. Trust in the Lord. How to keep from sliding? Stay innocent by having a prayer altar. Verse 6. He said, I will wash mine hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord. I believe we ought to have a prayer altar somewhere. I believe we ought to have somewhere. The Bible says if we pray in secret, God will reward us openly. I believe there ought to be somewhere where we can get along with God, where we can have that fellowship with Him and that relationship, where we can get in a secret place and have a prayer altar. That'll keep you from sliding. I promise you, if we're praying on a regular basis, then chances are we're not going to slide. The first thing that usually goes when we go to getting cold and indifferent is our prayer life. It'll be our prayer altar. You find all through the Bible that they erected altars. And they had a place that they could go to worship. And where they could pray. And I think if we'll stay innocent by having a prayer altar, praying will keep you innocent. praying to keep you close to God, praying to keep your mind where it ought to be. It's hard enough to keep your mind from being contaminated. The Bible says, great peace have they whose mind is stayed on thee. Young people, the best thing I could encourage you to do tonight is to memorize Scripture while you're young. I wish I'd have started memorizing Scripture when I was young, when my mind was clear, when my mind was sharper. And what reason? We can still remember today. We can still memorize today. It's just work. It's work. Back yonder, when I really got to seeking God and seeking, trying to understand the Word of God, studying the Word of God, trying to apply myself with a relationship with God, I began to memorize Scripture. And I would write it down on cards. I'd put it in my pocket. I would repeat it and I would say it. And I memorized a lot of Scripture. And I was in my 30s probably then when I really started trying to memorize Scripture. You know, they're still there. And if I don't use it, sometimes I'll lose it and I'll have to touch up on it. But there'll be certain passages I'll quote a lot of times. I don't know how many passages I know. I don't know enough. That's for sure. But it'll help you stay innocent by having a prayer altar, by memorizing the Word of God. How to keep from sliding. Be thankful. We're nearing the Thanksgiving season. Verse 7 says, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Amen. Be thankful. We'll not wait till Thanksgiving season and then have a time of thanksgiving. And God's people all be thankful all through the year. Usually we're continuously asking instead of thanking God for what we've already got. Usually we're wanting something else instead of being thankful for what we already have. We want a nicer car instead of being thankful for the one we got. We want a nicer home than being thankful for the one that God blessed us with. We want a better gun than being thankful for the one that we already have. I'm a gun person. When you go to the polls on Tuesday, vote for them people that's going to help you help us keep our guns. Because they're the lesser of two evils. And it matters. If they get a foothold, if the devil gets a foothold in the door, then he'll swing the door open a whole lot wider. That's why the NRA and these people that are fighting to protect our rights, and they don't want no more stipulations on you being able to keep and bear arms. When they take away your arms, they'll take away your other rights. You say you're politicking. I'm not politicking. I'm just telling you, hey, that the devil wants our lives. He wants control of our lives, and he'll do it through the subtlety of these things. You need to vote. We're facing probably one of the greatest elections we've ever faced. The next greatest. We done missed the first two. How to keep from sliding. Be thankful. I said this the other day. I believe the reason we went through in 08, we went through that economic crisis is because people took and took and they've took from God and they've not been thankful for what God's already given us as a nation. The building industry took a big hit. They were selling houses right and left. People had plenty of work. People was getting money. People wasn't tithing. They wasn't being honest with God. And when judgment falls, it affects everybody. When Israel got judged, all people wasn't out of God's will. There was some of them people that was still worshiping the way that God told them to, but overall as a society, as a nation, they had pulled away from God. They had turned away from God. They had incorporated all this other worship and idolatry into Israel's religion. And when they went into captivity, if you're looking at Babylonian captivity, there was Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We know that there was four of those young people. Said Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the meat from the king's table. Hey, we know that these kids had been brought up right. They were still living for God. They were still praying. And they were still innocent because they had a prayer altar. And that's the only way you can do it. Have a prayer altar and be thankful for what God's already given you. It's right to give back to God. And the reason people are missing their blessings is because they're not being honest and giving back to God as He's prospered them. God's been good to me. I have no education. I like one quarter finishing high school. I got a GED. I went to Bible school or took a course. It was a correspondence course. And God blessed me and let me learn some Bible. Well, be thankful for what God has given and give back to Him. But this is the most unthankful generation I've ever seen. People used to be thankful back yonder. People used to pray. There used to be a man in our community, Brother Keith, by the name of Mr. Wallace. I forget what his first name was, but that man would pray. He'd open his window at night, and it used to be quiet around our home. The roads wasn't no traffic. Dave's talking about all the traffic. There wasn't no traffic. You could hear Mr. Wallace pray out of his down at his house. He'd open his window. He'd pray down there, and you could hear him in the community. You don't hear that no more. My daddy, when he was a boy, he was coming home from school, I believe, or somewhere, and over there at Lula, Gordon Hunt was out there picking fodder, and he's come along the road there, and Gordon was holding that fodder up toward heaven. He was praying out there in the field and said he prayed and prayed and prayed, and when he got through praying, he just went back to picking fodder. My dad used to have a tree that he went to. I remember down behind the house, he'd go down there to that prayer altar, and he'd pray. He carried us boys down there one time. I remember one occasion he carried us down there to the creek, and he had us pick a stone, and we carried it up there and put it at the base of that tree. And he would go down there and pray. We ain't never had much, but I sure am thankful for what I've had. I'm thankful for the heritage that I've had. I'm thankful that God brought me up and let me be born into a Christian home and a preaching daddy that preached against sin, that stood for right, and my mama loved God. She was always there for me. I'm glad that they're still together, and that's all I've ever known. I'm thankful for that. And it's a blessing to be able to just be thankful and give back to God. Number 6, how to keep from sliding. Love your church. There in verse 8 said, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Did you know this is the place where God's honor dwelleth? And it's been shamed and it's been taken away from a lot of churches. They don't honor God much no more. David loved the house of God. When he fled for his life, he went down to the house of God. He got that sword of Goliath there when he didn't have no weapon. It was there at the house of God. He got it. He went to the priest. He went to his preacher. Love your church. So many people just want to be a troublemaker in church instead of loving their church and loving their preacher. And y'all have shown your love already to us, and I appreciate that. I just hope that it 2 years on down the road, 3 years, ever how long God sees fit, I hope you still love us, and I hope you're still thankful that we're your pastor. Paul told that bunch of Galatians, said, when I first come to you, said you'd have plucked your eyes out and give them to me. Now I've told you the truth, said you want to kill me. And that's usually what will happen in a lot of places. If we don't stay innocent, if we don't be thankful, and we don't love our church. We worship with our lips, and we honor people with our lips a lot of times, but our heart is far from it. Love our church. When the chips get down, love your church. Invite people to your church. Number 7, be honest. Verse 11 said, but as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. Integrity means honesty, sincerity, innocence. Be honest.
Stay. Have integrity. Be able to be trusted. Be able to be trusted to tell the truth. So many people today just, they'll lie to you. They'll lie to God. They think He don't know. They don't think He knows the secrets of a heart. And let me tell you, He knows the secrets of my heart and your heart, wherever how evil it might be. He knows even the hairs of your head are numbered. And He knows the ones that we've lost. Be honest. Be honest with God. When you sin, be honest with God. Don't get around, beat around the bush and confessing your sin. Just call it what it is. Say, Lord, I had an evil thought. Forgive me of that. Lord, I run ahead of you. Lord, I talked bad about my brother or sister. Lord, I've done someone wrong. Lord, I've been dishonest with you. Be honest. God knows. Stay balanced. Verse 12. He said, my foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. Stay balanced. The ground is level. It's even at the foot of the cross. It's even. You want to stay balanced? Stay on even ground. You walk a log, you better be able to balance on that log. I got one place I hunt over at Lake Russell, and I found me a little logger. I had to walk. I was having to walk way around. The beavers had the creek dammed up. You couldn't wade through it or go up the bank like you could on up there. So I found me a log that went across the creek, and I walked that log. With my tree stand on my back, my gun, and I got a little nervous, and I got to where I would wobble a little bit. It was about like that, and it was laid down, it went up. So I tied me a rope on one side and on the other side so I could hold on to that rope. And I made several trips, and I never did fall in. But you got to stay balanced in your walk. Because there's a lot of narrow places that you're going to have to walk. If you're not careful, you'll slip and you'll slide. So you got to stay balanced. Best way to stay balanced is stay on even ground. Best way to stay away from false doctrine is not get around it. If you can't handle and divide the good from the bad, you better leave it alone. There's some things you just don't even need to listen to. Everything that's got religion tagged to it ain't true. There's a lot of stuff on the radio and television that's not real and it's not true, and they're teaching the opinions and the thoughts of men. Stay balanced in your Bible reading. Save time in the day of some words that you can get along with God and you can read the Word of God. Stay balanced if you want to keep from sliding. And then let me say, lastly, bless the Lord in the congregation. Verse 12, the latter part there, he said, in the congregation will I bless the Lord. Can I say He's worthy to be blessed? He's worthy to be praised tonight. He's worthy to be worshipped. Amen. When we come into the house of God, we hold up our hands, we're praising the Lord actually. When we're worshiping the Lord, we're bending low, we're bowing before Him. We're getting down before Him when we really worship the Lord. But when we come in, we raise our hands. It's a type of worship, but it's really praise to God. And we ought to hold up our hands and bless the Lord for His goodness, for His mercy endureth unto all generations, as the psalmist said. Bless the Lord in the congregation. How to keep from sliding. You know, we don't have to be a statistic. There's a lot of people that's slipping and sliding today. There's a lot of people that's falling away from the truths of this Bible this evening. There's a lot of people that's getting away from true grace today. They're wanting to do something. Man wants to do something to get to God. Did you know that? And nobody's going to have anything to glory in. The Bible says our righteousness is filthy rags. It's all because of Him, because of what He did. Because He's given that salvation to us, it's all of grace. When it's the end, we get to the end. And if we're going to keep from sliding, it's going to take mercy and grace to take our place. Lord, we thank you for this evening. Lord, we thank you for the time we've had to come, the songs that's been sung, the testimonies that's been given. We thank you for this passage of Scripture, Lord, that you've given us today. Lord, and I pray that you'll help each and every one of us, Lord, that we'll not slide, we'll not fall away, Lord, but we'll draw closer to you in these days and hours that we're living in. Lord, I thank you for these that's come again tonight. Lord, I pray that something's been said in the message, Lord, that you'll help them and encourage them. Lord, help us all to walk closer. Help us desire to be, have a closer walk with you. Lord, help us to have a desire to bring honor and glory to your name. Help us desire, Lord, to be in the house of God, to be faithful, and to love our church, and to love you, our Savior, this evening, Father. Help us to draw closer to you, Lord, in these days that we live in. Lord, we love you. Go with us as we go our separate ways this week. Lord, be with each one. Lord, I pray again that if there's anyone being under the sound of our voice today that don't know you as their Savior, Lord, realize the most important thing in their life is to call upon you, take their place as a sinner, Lord, and ask you to come into their heart. Lord, I pray that this will be a soul-saving place. Lord, I pray this will be a place where the power of God would be real. Lord, where the Holy Spirit would have free course to move and deal with sinners, Lord, and to encourage the saints, Lord, into a mature people unto perfection. Lord, that we'll look for you to come. Lord, that when we see you, we know that we'll see you as you are, and we shall be like you, Lord. And help us just to allow you to work in our lives, Lord, and keep working on us as we go through this life together. Father, in Jesus' name, amen.